you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's up, nerds? This is Just a Couple of Arslings, the Last Kingdom podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jessica Toomer.
And I'm Alyssa Fixie. We've got something a little special for you this episode. We got the chance to speak to Uhtred himself, Alexander Draiman, about season 4. And to the surprise of no one, he's incredibly charming. We hope you enjoy it.
So the biggest surprise fans got early on in season 4 was the Athelflaed and Uhtred relationship that's clearly been going on for a while when we pick back up on the show. Did you and Millie discuss maybe how long they'd been seeing each other and how that relationship had grown between seasons?
Well, I mean, I think it's been a long time coming, and they've always been very close. We didn't discuss how long exactly we've been seeing each other, but obviously at this point, however long the physical relationship had started, how long ago the physical relationship had started, I think they've always been very intimate with each other in one way or another. So I think that trust between them had grown for a long time. And at this point, you know, at which point it became physical doesn't really matter, I think.
True. Well, I think, you know, obviously it kind of feels like we're in the honeymoon phase of that relationship right now. I mean, is there going to be like a happily ever after for them, or are they going to kind of like run into some obstacles? Because they both have responsibilities that might, you know, pull them apart eventually.
I mean, that is full out spoiler. Do you want me to just tell you what happens, or what do you want?
You just spoil it. You go ahead, buddy.
Well, that's exactly what you said is exactly right. It's the responsibilities that are going to keep them apart eventually.
Oh, no. So this is so we need to enjoy it now, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes. Enjoy it now.
I will admit it was kind of an adjustment seeing Uhtred this season without the foil of Alfred. What was it like working without that previous anchor for the character?
I was very worried about it because David Dawson, who plays King Alfred, has done such an amazing job, and I think he was one of the pillars of the show. And you know, I mean, I gotta be honest, like, I was worried going into it that he wasn't gonna be there. It felt very strange, and I missed him all season long, and I know that a lot of other people did too. I think he has done such a good job at creating that character and bringing the weight to him that was needed, that he lives on. I think there's a lot of his presence is going to be felt throughout season 4. And obviously his son is at the helm of things now, and Timothy Innes, who plays King Edward, does a wonderful job at that. So I think we're okay, but you're the judge of that.
No, you're doing great. I mean, Uhtred is not wanting for enemies ever, I think, on this show. But I'm wondering, like, who you see as his biggest threat now that Alfred is kind of, he's out of the picture. I mean, who is he, you know, going up against that's really going to give him a challenge?
There is a new character in the game this season called Sig Trigger, who is played by Eystein Sigurdarson, who is an Icelandic actor who is just so cool. I think you guys are going to love him. Especially you guys are going to love him. He's so charismatic and very still and dark and deep and powerful. And he's going to come on later in the season. That's going to be one of his enemies who then turns out... I mean, really? I don't feel right about giving you so many spoilers. I don't know when people...
Just do it. No problem.
they actually going to turn out to be friends later on. And I feel like there's a lot of Uhtred in him. But he is one of the threats this season. Then we've got Ethelhelm, who is the king's advisor, who's always trying to stir up trouble, and he thwarts a lot of Uhtred's plans.
Ethel Aylesworth is a bit of a threat at the beginning, but then they kind of find each other, which I'm very stoked about.
Oh, cool.
And then there's Breeda, of course, who who keeps coming back. And last but not least, Heston.
So always.
You're fine. You've got a lot of people.
Yeah. I got my hands full.
So this season, we finally get to see Uhtred as a father, but his son is not what he expected at all, I think. So will Uhtred ever not be plagued by the Christian God in his relationships?
He will always be plagued by the Christian God. That's the point.
His paganism is his real curse. No, I think, well, it's interesting because we've seen Uhtred struggle in a lot of different relationships and, you know, his friendships, romantic relationships. Why do you think it was, you know, finally time to explore that father-son bond?
Well, because at some point we just have to see those kids that he keeps fathering all around.
Sure.
The it's just part of him growing up and growing older, and since he doesn't really look older, he should at least have kids right. That make him look older.
Yeah, lucky for you, you guys don't have to do any like prosthetics and really age. That must be nice.
I know. We really got to talk about this for next season. I don't know what's gonna happen with that. I mean, next season he's supposed to be mid to late 50s, according to the books. You know, obviously we're veering away from that, but this season Uhtred is early 50s already, you know, according to the books.
Wow.
But obviously that's not what we're trying to portray.
Well, you know, give you some crow's feet and a little gray and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So this season, more than ever, we could really, you know, feel the bond between Uhtred and his pretty boys. How have you guys, you know, sort of developed that camaraderie on and off screen?
Well, there's so much of it off screen that we don't really need to do any work on screen in order to portray that. You know, we have become
the best
of friends in life. And I miss them so much, especially at the moment, watching the series and we talk a lot because there's interview stuff going on, and you know, I really miss him. And when we're on set, we spend every minute together. When we're off set in Budapest, it's like going to work with your coming out to play with your best friends going to work. You know, so there's no work that we need to do in order to pretend anything.
I think, you know, we've seen like some of those friendships tested in past seasons. Is the Viking boy band pretty solid this season, or are they going to have some issues amongst them?
I hate the moments when they have issues amongst them. It doesn't
it's
feel
heartbreaking.
Right. It is. And I think the best scenes are the ones where the banter is just flowing, you know? So,
that's our favorite too.
Yes, I bet. So there's, you know, a few disagreements, but overall we're solid.
Yeah. And, you guys just want to have like a spinoff of just the four amigos. We'd watch that.
Just the boy band. We'd have to get Ethel Fled into our boy band to be the
exactly.
one female rep, right?
Yeah, she could be your manager.
Ethel Fled and the boys. I'd watch that show.
Exactly.
I'd go to
exactly,
that concert.
Yeah.
I'd buy that T-shirt. That'd be great.
Yeah, but I was just saying, Mark Riley Finnan. He had some wonderful scenes this season. I thought he did such an awesome job, and I really hope we're gonna have more screen time with him next season, with Arnes, who plays Citric, and with Ewan, who plays Osferth, aka Baby Monk. Those
Baby
guys
Monk.
Are so good, and yeah, I hope we can get more scenes with them.
So we need to talk about episode 3 because a lot happens.
Because
a lot
Bayaka.
Of devastating. Oh my God! Jeez. Okay,
rip my heart out.
It was a lot. In this episode, like, Uhtred deals with a level of failure that we haven't really seen him have to deal with before. You know, there was a failure to protect the people that he loves and a failure to retain his birthright. Like, he's dealt with loss and defeat before, but this was just such a 1-2 punch at Bebbanburg. Like, how does this affect him on his journey forward?
He had a really bad hair day that episode.
Just awful.
I like that he had to deal with so much loss, because, I mean, with so much failure, not loss, but failure, mm-hmm. because sure. I think it's just not believable that he always wins, and
right.
especially something that is so important to him. I like that we got so close and then,
you know, we couldn't quite get there. Mm. Obviously, Bjarke is devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And on and off screen, by the way. We all miss Ian Hart. And those scenes with him are such a joy to do because he's just such a wonderful, phenomenal actor that I've learned so much from over the years. And not having him anymore is just like David Dawson. It's devastating for us on set and for the show. But you know, it's the name of the game. Like, people have to go, unfortunately.
Well, I feel like they're really punishing you this season, Alex. Like, they're taking away all of your friends.
I know. They haven't dared touch Uhtred's gang.
Yeah.
Because they know that I
absolutely not.
Riots in the streets, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was gonna say ask, you know, if it was hard to say goodbye to Ian, but I'm wondering instead, do you remember like the last scene you shot with Ian and what that was like, that kind of last day?
The last scene that we shot with Ian was him lying in the mud.
Shot in sequence.
Yeah, it was the last scene, and you know, that made my job a lot easier because I it was very easy for me to cry over him because I knew that he was gonna go, but I think he didn't enjoy it too much. Just all these crazy people fighting around him and jumping around, and you don't know if you're going to get trampled on or not. And you're lying in the cold, wet mud. It wasn't his favorite moment of the show, I presume. But yeah, that was the last one. Yeah.
In that episode, too, we kind of see Uhtred finally have a breakthrough with his son when they bond over their love of Gisela. Are there smoother seas ahead for these two? Or is it going to be like constant father-son conflict?
There are some smoother moments, yeah, for sure, for sure. What do you guys think of Finn, who plays young Uhtred?
So good.
He's so cute.
I know, he's so cute.
That little monk haircut.
I'm so proud of him. Yeah, he's amazing. I love him.
I loved seeing the character kind of have to think on his feet and adapt to living more like his dad now. I thought that was fun to see, like, go from Deacon to tricking Aelfric to get into the
didn't really
keep
leave him
and
a
all
choice.
Of that. Poor boy. Right. He had to learn on the job. It was a lot for that kid all at once.
Yeah,
I think it's really interesting because this idea of, like, legacy seems to be driving it's a driving theme this season, and I'm wondering, what do you think Uhtred wants his to be, and how does he go about securing it after losing Bevanburg?
Well, ultimately, his legacy or his what he wants to be, his legacy is going to align with what Alfred wanted his legacy to be. A united kingdom, you know. Hopefully he'll be able to see that before his death. I think that's the beauty of it. It was such a bromance between Uhtred and King Alfred, in a way, you know.
Right.
And so the fact that he kind of reluctantly takes on that mission, I think is beautiful.
Yeah, and I have another question. Now that Uhtred and Breeda don't have the Ragnar link anymore, what is that going to look like for them going forward now that there's a clearer delineation on, like, whose side they're on?
Breeda's a nutcase. How do you think it's going to go?
Oh, God. She's
not well.
In the best way. Honestly, she's who I worry about when it comes to Uhtred maybe, you know, getting killed one day. It's like it would probably be at the hands of Breeda.
Yes, right. I know.
Axe in the back.
Yeah, well, it's we get close at the end of the season.
See, it was a terrible idea to decide to watch it as we record so we could speculate, because this is just torture for me now.
They forced us to do it. It's their fault.
Blame Cher again.
Okay, Alex, we're gonna like get to the hard hitting stuff now.
Yes.
So we want the goods on your castmates. So we're gonna play a game of Viking superlatives. And I'm just going to ask some rapid-fire questions. You have to respond with the first person that comes to mind.
Listen, I'm so slow. I'm just a slow guy.
That's okay. Well, you can take a couple seconds. But if we ask for an explanation, you have to give us one. Contractually, you're obligated to give us one.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. Who is least like their character?
Eliza.
playing Ales with.
Good.
That does not surprise me. Yeah.
You eased me into that.
Okay, let's get harder. Who's most likely to start a text chain?
To start a text chain?
Yeah, like one of those annoying text
a
chains
chat.
Where you can't, you know what I mean?
Probably
you can't get
Eliza
out.
Eliza, too. Just put Eliza down for all of those. What's the next one? Let's see. I'm going to try to answer as many of those as I can with Eliza. Go ahead.
Perfect.
I'm ready.
She might be for this one, too. Who's most likely to win in a real fight?
Arnas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would he beat you?
We had this argument. He'd beat me standing for sure. On the ground, I'd beat him.
So he needs the leverage.
Well, I mean, wrestling or versus striking.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So Arnas is a great striker, and and obviously he's in insane shape. Mark is freakishly strong.
Mm.
Like freakishly strong. He's a wild card. I don't know, but it would be difficult to get Mark to fight. Also,
he's not the fighting type.
He's so calm. He's so calm, and he doesn't need to fight. Yeah, I think I feel like you'd bounce right off of him.
Okay, all right. So we did do a little bit of research for this show, and apparently,
well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Vikings apparently had really good hygiene. So who is most likely to be a germaphobe?
Mark, you'll see it this season.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see it this season. We have a little bit of a COVID sequence this season.
Shut
up. Oh, God.
Yes. Because we knew it was coming. So we thought,
and you didn't tell us.
Let's not talk about it. Let's not tell anyone. Let's just put it in the show.
So smart. Yeah. Really capitalize on this quarantine.
There you go.
All right. Who is most likely to only have beer in their fridge? A fridge says a lot about a person.
It's true.
Yep.
Who?
Yeppe, who plays Heston.
Ah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That seems right. Yeah. What kind of beer? Light beer? Pale beer? Or
light beer. Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Like Heineken's.
Oh, I don't know. And also, I might rescind my answer and say Millie.
Oh.
All right.
I don't know. And honestly, look, here's the deal. I don't drink. So I'm the wrong person to ask. Like when people start really getting into it, I'm kind of off to bed. So I don't know what happens. I don't know what they drink. I'm just the wrong person to ask. And I don't want to offend anyone. I don't know what's PC, what's not PC to say here.
That's my kind of man. As soon as the drinking starts,
I feel like we should talk about Yeppe's dog instead of beer right now. Yeppe, you should follow him on social media. He has the cutest little dog. His name is Solo. As in Han Solo.
Perfect.
I feel like we should talk about Han Solo instead of Heineken.
Does he come on set with you guys? Like just
he just got
running
him.
Around?
He just got him before the world locked down.
It's a good idea to have a dog in quarantine. I will speak from experience. It makes it a lot better.
Yes, I know. I got one too, and it's the best.
Okay, cat person over here, so you guys can just
I love cats. I grew up with cats.
All right, so who is most likely to get seasick?
Oh, I'm going to say you and just to piss him off.
Who is the best swordsman?
you have to ask. The best swordsman, self-declared, is Adrian Boucher.
Is it you?
Playing Stayapa.
Oh. Okay.
Self-declared, though. Do you agree with that?
Doesn't matter. He's extraordinary.
Okay, who is the biggest flirt?
Oh, man, the biggest flirt. Arnas or myself, I'd say.
Oh. Okay.
I believe it.
Yeah.
We usually flirt with each other.
I get it. Does that make Mark jealous, though?
No, as Mark, same goes for flirting as for fighting. Mark is like, he's unperturbed. However, every now and again, when it comes to stuff that's not politically correct, he pulls out a red flag.
Ooh, okay.
Mark is the one who keeps us in check because Arnas is the one who pushes the limits.
because he usually doesn't see them. He just goes for it. Mark goes in the other direction. He's like, whoa, 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 and kind of I'm sort of in between.
Well, you got to have all three of those in a friend group, because either you that do. Or it'll be yeah. total chaos or no fun yeah. at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about balance.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, Alyssa, do you have like any last questions before we let Alex go?
Are you binging anything good in quarantine?
Not really at the moment. I'm not, but I would love some recommendations if you have some. What do you suggest?
I've heard The Last Kingdom season 4 is really good.
I've heard it's really good.
People are starting to really catch on to the show, so get in now.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great, thank you.
No, I think I'm really into Westworld right now. They've had a really good third season, so.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I've only ever seen the first episode, but I know people tell me I should get into it.
I mean,
It's really good, but also I quit because it made me feel stupid, and I don't like feeling stupid. So Westworld and I were not.
How did that happen?
I just felt like I was being punked in every single episode, so I quit.
You'll see if you watch, Alex. It makes everyone feel stupid. That's the fun of it, Alyssa.
Okay.
All right. Well, right. It's the best. I just started Normal People, which is a new Irish like romantic drama that's quite intense, but really, really good. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's one that I binge and I binge again and again because I think it's just the best show ever made, which is the US version of The Office.
Yes.
So good. It's a classic.
Good answer.
There you
that's
go.
A great one.
Oh my gosh. You know what I'd love to see? Like Vikings, but in an office setting.
Oh, yes. Doing like the interviews to camera, yes. The confessionals. That'd be so good.
You know, there is a show that is a little bit like that, which is called Norseman. Hold on. Let me just look it up.
Oh, yeah. It's
on
Netflix.
Yeah. It's a very sort of Norwegian type of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love it. I think it's fucking awesome. But hold on. Let me find you the real name. Yeah, it's Norseman. Norseman.
Okay. Okay, yeah,
Norseman.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
It comes up anytime you like are watching The Last Kingdom. It's like, you know, if you like this.
And they're like you should watch this instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop watching
Stop
Last
that.
Kingdom. You idiots.
Well, Alex, I have a last question before you go. What are you doing? We've talked about like what we're doing in quarantine to kind of stay sane, but what are you doing? Because you're an outdoorsman, right? You like to to get out there. You like nature.
Well, I like hugging trees.
Good for you.
I'm very, very fortunate. Yeah. I have a tree right outside the house where I'm staying, and I hung up a heavy bag, you know, like a boxing bag.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And some ropes, and I'm basically climbing trees to stay sane. That's what I'm doing.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'm doing that first thing in the morning, and then I'm doing a lot of I'm taking online classes. You know.
Oh, nice.
Oh, cool. What kind of classes?
Mostly directing.
Very cool.
Oh, so are we going to see
like
you direct an episode?
That's what I was going to say. Like, are we going to see you direct an episode?
Well, we don't even know if there's going to be a next season yet.
Come on.
There'll be a next season. Come on.
You guys will make us wait like another year, but there will be a next season.
You don't even know if the world's going to open up again. Who knows?
Oh, God. This is a dark note to end on, man.
We're going to end it today. Season 5's coming soon. Alexander Draymond's going to direct an episode.
Right.
And yeah, we're going to put it out into the universe.
Yeah, great.
We have absolutely no authority, but we're going to put that out there.
How about you put it out into the universe and not out into the world as a statement that I made?
Right. Yeah.
There we go.
This is on us, but it is happening.
It's on our vision board, not an actual confirmation.
All right, Alex.
Okay, sounds good. It's been a blast. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, so that was Alexander Draymond giving you way more insight into this season than we ever could. Charming as hell. Thanks, Alex, for being such a cool dude. He missed out on climbing some trees to chat with us, so that's pretty nice, I think.
All right, guys, if you want to hear more of our bullshitting, check us out on Twitter or over at Sci-Fi Wire Fangirls. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a nice review wherever you get your podcasts.
And until next time, destiny is all, bitches.